All right, we have a Rush question for you as we come out of Rush. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. Hey. Talking to me. I didn't.
Yes.
I mean, sir.
Hello.
Good morning,
oh, my goodness.
Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. Man, that's unbelievable.
There was an announcement this morning. Machine Gun Kelly?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about Rush and going, well, I didn't know about that.
No, no, no. Sorry. Yeah, I'm kind of all
okay,
over the place here.
Here we go. I've been awake for over an hour, but it doesn't sound like it. Yeah, we announced Machine Gun Kelly and Wiz Khalifa will be playing the Meadows. And we just announced it, I guess, about 10 minutes ago.
Nice.
And it's going to be August 6th up at the Meadows.
Nice.
That's cool.
Tickets go on sale Friday.
Let's go right to the Rush question now. Mike in the car.
Morning.
Morning.
My question for Jimmy is that when Rush came off their hiatus in the early 2000s, the first show back that they ever played was in Hartford. I just wanted to know if he had a hand in that, if there's a story behind that.
Well, there was no story behind it. You're right. It was the first play. It was really simply that it's always been a great Rush market in Connecticut, one of the strongest markets in the country, and they wanted to come back after the hiatus to play in a market that wasn't a major market like New York or Boston or Philly, but in a market that they knew that the public would really accept it very quickly because it was their first date back on tour. So that's the reason why. A lot of bands do that. A lot of bands love to start in Connecticut. Because then they can hop into Boston or New York, but their first show is not in front of people at Madison Square Garden or something like that.
Right.
So it's sort of like an exhibition game, but it's usually the most fun because it's their first date that they've done in years.
Oh, that answers that then.
And I also hope they eventually come back because I always believe artists will reunite. I know that Neil's not alive anymore.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I gotta believe they're gonna come back together eventually.
It sounds like it. All of the chatter sounds like it. And even the way they stopped playing, it was Neil who said, "I want to spend time with my family."
Yeah.
Yeah. They talk like they want to be out there.
Yeah.
And the fans want them to be out there.
They ain't done yet.
And they've got and Geddy and Alex have gotten back on stage again, which
right.
they hadn't done in a while.
Yeah. The bug's still there.
Yeah, I agree. Exactly what it is. It's the bug. I think the bug's going to get them again. My prediction is you'll see them again next year is my guess.
Nice.
Now, when you say that, is that just a feel or is that you've heard some chatter?
Next question.
Okay.
Oh. So,
all right.
Oh.
Thank you, Mike.
Hi.
Holy crap.
Wow.
By the way, there's another holy crap moment going on right now. Everybody who gets on the air to ask Jimmy a question gets to see Alice Cooper and Judas Priest.
Nice.
Not that you get in the running.
No, you get to
you get
see
the tickets.
Yes.
Huge.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's very generous.
Yeah, I thought it'd be cool. We love it. It's a great package. Everybody should go see the show.
Nice.
Two headliners.
And we're going to talk to Alice at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Checking in to see if the Foos are coming to Connecticut for next year, and if so, where would you put them?
They still owe us a date, right,
they do.
Right Jimmy?
They do
owe us a date. Yes, they do owe us a date. If I had to choose where to play them next year, I would guess they would play the Meadows.
Nice.
That would be awesome.
Oh, like an outside thing. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I would think if they toured during the summer at Meadows. Indoors, either the People's Bank Arena or Mohegan Sun. They're big. They're very big. They're arena-sized, amphitheater-sized. And I think the public wants them back.
We want them back. We would like them outside.
Yeah, I love outside.
Yeah, I like outside, too. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, yep. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Emma. Gary in Torrington.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm looking for information on System of a Down touring and possibly coming to Connecticut.
Well, they're playing stadiums, and, you know, we do have a stadium now in Connecticut, and if they tour next year, we'll try to get them in, but right now... they are not touring the States. They're talking about touring Europe now. So, but if they come back to the States next year, we'll try to get them into Rensselaer Field.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be
really cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
Thank you, Gary.
Haven't seen them in a while.
Enjoy that Alice Cooper Judas Priest show.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Jimmy, you speak about Rentschler like this is where all systems go, and if we can book something there, we're going to do it.
All systems a go. I'm having a lunch with the mayor of East Hartford on the 29th of September. I'm looking forward to it. I've never met him. And from what I hear, he's very excited about concerts at Rentschler Field. He's a fellow in his 30s, I heard. So
oh, cool.
That's great.
Nice.
So he gets rock and roll. Because back in the early part of this century when we were bringing shows into Rentschler Field, Stones, The Police, and Springsteen, the mayor then wasn't real happy about the noise we were making.
Oh.
But we did just have Chris Brown a couple of weeks ago, and the mayor was very positive about it. So I think we have a cool mayor in East Hartford that I'm looking forward to meeting for the first time.
Man, that's great. Two of those three shows you mentioned, The Stones and Bruce Springsteen, I saw at Rentschler Field.
And
what a great place to see a concert,
yeah.
By the way.
Seems cool.
Yeah, it is great. It's a small stadium. I mean, it's not your giant MetLife type or Foxborough type stadium.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on. Taking your questions. Everybody on with a question gets tickets to Alice Cooper and Judas Priest playing Tuesday at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Jeff in West Haven.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, guys?
Morning. Good.
Good. Quick question about those shows this past Sunday up at the Meadows. Falling in Reverse. And
Mouthpiece, please.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. My phone was terrible. It was an awesome show, but like my son kept saying, well, why is the TV screen like it's like slow, like a delay? You know what I mean? It was like he said, oh, it looks fake. You know what I'm saying? Was it the sound guys, or are you guys having problems with the screens, you know?
I wasn't at the show. I was in Bridgeport that night at Tedeschi Trucks. Excuse me. I mean at whatever we had Sunday. I forget what we had on Sunday.
Hailstorm.
Whatever.
Hailstorm.
Yep. Lindsey Sterling, right. So I wasn't at the show. Was it the screens on the lawn or the screens in the shed?
Up on the right by the shed to the like we were looking at the one on the right of the stage there.
But were you on the lawn or in the shed?
No, we were in the like section 500.
Okay, so it's the shed one. Okay, well I'll check it out. Yeah. Don't know.
Try tapping the side of it. Boom, boom,
like the Fonz.
No, you unplug it and plug it back in. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Move to rabbit ears.
Great. My son was questioning about that.
Yeah. So. I'll check it out for sure. Thanks,
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show, and earlier announced Machine Gun Kelly coming to Connecticut. We're linked up at WPLR.com if you need more information. Call in any question you have regarding concerts, and Jimmy will answer it and give you a pair of tickets for Alice Cooper, Judas Priest at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on Tuesday.
Awesome.
What a great night.
Seriously,
of music,
yeah.
By the way.
Right?
And they get to meet you. Right?
Oh, yes. I'll be standing outside.
Right.
That's a bigger headliner.
Please come by and say hello.
Please.
Oh, my God. AJ laughed when I said that. Okay.
That was awesome.
That was Phil, but
that was
same thing.
Right.
I was laughing
Phil's,
inside as well.
It's Phil's last day. Thank you, Phil.
I like how he said it. Please come by and say hello.
Please come by.
Please.
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 Sarah in New Britain. Hold on, Sarah. There you go. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, so first off, good luck, AJ.
Thanks so much.
Second of all, you guys gave me, or I won tickets to Disturbed at Madison Square Garden for my brother's birthday, so thank you much for that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And on that note, Jimmy, when is Disturbed coming back around?
Hopefully next year, hopefully at the Meadows next year. Working on it now.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
Thank you, Sarah. You
well.
Too. Eric in Southington.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Jimmy, I've been to hundreds of your shows. Now I bring my kids. They've been to quite a few. We were just up at the Pantera show. That was amazing. My question is, Phil Anselmo has another band. It's called Down. Down and Danzig are touring on the West Coast. Any chance we're going to get them on the East Coast?
We haven't been offered them yet, but if they come East, we'll definitely book them. That's for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, two great bands.
Yeah, I agree.
Danzig.
Mother.
Mother.
Yeah.
Mother. Teach you not to walk my way. Teach that man to say.
Mother.
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 I love the good spirits. AJ, I hope the best for you. And I'm happy that you're going to be healthy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Last big hurdle coming up next week, so he'll be off the air for a few weeks.
Yes.
Jimmy, on this day, 50 years ago, Jimi Hendrix passed away.
Oh, really? Wow.
I'm sorry, 55. 55 years ago today.
Wow.
Oh, oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Wow.
And you had him booked?
Yes, I had him booked. I had him booked in Columbus, Ohio, and in May of 1970, it was, right, May of 70, because he died in 70, right? So I had him in May of 70. He was playing Cincinnati the night before. He OD'd the night before and canceled my show. And obviously, I never got to promote him.
Man.
Probably the only headliner that I can think of that I never really promoted.
That's the one that you would, that's the one that got away.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The one. Yeah, because I started in 1968. Beatles never toured since 68, but I've done the Stones, I've done Zeppelin, I've done a lot, everybody else, but I've never promoted Jimi Hendrix.
Well,
you've done Paul McCartney, you've done Ringo Starr and his all-star band. Did George Harrison ever tour Connecticut?
No.
No, he wasn't a big tourer, right?
No.
No. No.
His loss.
Yeah, so it's, I've always, I never saw Jimi Hendrix in concert, actually.
George Harrison's loss for not coming to Connecticut.
Come on, it sounded good, didn't it? Billionaire rock star. Yeah, you know what?
No, but if you come by Tuesday, you'll see George Harrison standing outside the gate with Chaz.
Him and Jimi Hendrix, like Star Wars ghosts.
Right, with Jimi Hendrix.
But wait, you're dead.
Sean in Orange.
Yeah, Jimmy, I was wondering if Jack White was coming back into town.
No touring plans right now.
Oh,
no,
lottery.
Did you see him at Toad's?
No, because I had two phones and I was on the lottery and I still couldn't see him. So it was really rough for me.
Oh, it was a lottery. You had two phones. You were working it. Okay.
It still couldn't get in. But yeah, I heard it was a great show. So I would love to see him.
Well, he loves Connecticut because he also played the festival last year.
Right.
Yeah, that was great.
That's right.
Yep.
He was one of the replacements for Foo Fighters.
What festival was that?
Soundside in Bridgeport.
Oh, that's right.
When Foo Fighters dropped off, they put on Jack White and Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
And they were both phenomenal. I was there for that, getting audio for the show, and both those, I mean, dual headliner at the for the last day of the festival. Fantastic.
Oh, wow. Great show.
Thank you, Sean. Now that Soundside's not happening 2027, are people asking you about it?
No.
No? No. Sound broke about it.
Damn it. Good radio would have been said. I would have said yes, but the truth is no. Nobody asked me.
All right.
It was really met with when it was canceled. It was quietly accepted. It was odd, but whatever.
Well, it just feels like, I don't know, just me in the cheap seats here.
Okay.
Year one, day one was a little hectic. Day two was awesome.
Yeah.
Completely different in like 24 hours.
Right.
And then year two was better. And then year three, corporate gets involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when the Foo Fighters canceled off, that was...
That's tough.
That hurt. That hurt.
Yeah.
That was tough. That was a real disappointment.
Robin in Bristol.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Good.
I have a question about Korn. Are they coming to close to Connecticut next year, anywhere near Connecticut?
I would expect them to play Connecticut next year. We're not working on it right now, but they are a touring artist, and Connecticut they're very strong in, so I would think they'll play Connecticut. My guess, Mohegan Sun, I would guess, but we'll see.
Yeah, I was trying to see if they were coming at all back to Rhode Island at all. Dunkin' Donuts Theater.
Says right here, Quentin Season.
Dunkin' Donuts, that's the old name. I think that they'll play next year, but I don't think they're planning a tour at the moment.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody on gets tickets to see Alice Cooper, Judas Priest Tuesday at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. This is Raymond Rush, whose call is already in progress. Ray?
Hey, good morning, Chaz and AJ. And
good morning, Ray.
Jim Conklin. Thank you for all the shows, Jimmy.
Thank you.
You have a question?
I was going to ask.
Ray, yeah, what's in the background? What's in the background?
What's in the background?
Yes.
Nothing.
Somebody's talking. Let me hear something.
Okay, it's just me.
No.
The voice in your head
is not.
Yeah. That's a female.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
I guess I went to the Almost Queen Festival, and I got a little feeling for Queen. I'd like to know any kind of story about it.
Where did you get this feeling?
Down below.
In my naughty parts.
In my nether regions.
You told me not to ask any Rush questions, so there you go. Thanks.
Okay, Rush we already covered at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. That's all I said.
I know, that's why I told him. I'd be a good boy.
Okay, so anything on Queen, Jimmy?
Nothing on Almost Queen right now, but we'll have him back next year in Oakdale.
Does Jimmy Conflict in the studio, or we just call him on the phone? Because I like to come down and meet him in person.
He'll never be in this studio.
No.
That was never on the table,
and when he's
man.
In the studio, I will not be telling you he's in the studio.
Stay on the line. We'll give you his cell phone number.
I'm kidding. Ray, we'll all work right. it out one day where you get a picture with Jimmy. I'm sure Jimmy will be okay with that.
Not too close, though.
I'll come down, and I'll give you guys the tickets, and then you could give them to Jimmy.
Oh, what did you have?
Well, I got the Rush tickets from December 11th, 1982, wow. You know.
Okay, and you wanted to give them to Jimmy. Why?
Because he promoted the show, and I saw it, and I've been dreaming about it for 50 years.
Wow.
40, you know, 45, I'm not good at math either, like you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jimmy, do you want these tickets?
I'd always take tickets.
There you go.
Okay, good. You know the story. I got pictures and tickets. I'll give you a nice little 8x10 with the picture and the ticket and the stub says, I love you, Jimmy.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Always.
And so cool. Ray is still talking. But,
yeah, I just noticed.
Sorry, Ray. I mean, I thought we were done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how many concerts do you think that guy went to?
Tons.
A lot.
Yeah.
Lots.
Jimmy, there was a story that came up that made me think of you. There's a map that shows the most searched music genres by United States state.
Right.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
In all of the United States, only 5 states had their number one search be rock and roll.
Wow.
And Connecticut is one of those states. And I feel like you have a lot to do with that.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Well, I think that's great because that's the best music there is.
Thank you.
Jimmy Conflict, Live Nation on. Everybody on. To ask him a question, gets in the running. I'm sorry, I keep saying in the running.
You're used to saying that.
You actually get the tickets.
You get on the air,
you get the tickets.
This is phenomenal.
Alice Cooper, Judas Priest, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater Tuesday, and then at the top of the hour, we talk to Alice Cooper.
Yes.
You could just say hi and get tickets right now.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's got to be in the form of a question.
Okay.
What is hi?
Jimmy, may I say hi?
What is hi?
Yes. Boom,
that
tickets.
Works. That works.
Chris in Torrington.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I've recently been seeing a lot of bands that have either original members either pass away or retire. My question is, I would think the singer is the hardest to replace. What instrument in the band do you guys think would be the easiest to replace?
Drummer.
Yeah. Bass player.
Yeah, those are the two. That's it.
Drummer, unless you're talking Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what do you think?
Or the Foo Fighters, apparently.
Or Rush.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think drummer too. I personally think drummer too. My good friend Ringo might not think that, but I think drummer. Bass player is interesting, but bass player sometimes sings. Drummers usually don't sing.
Right.
So I would think that when you really think of it, there's Don Henley, who is a singer, Phil Collins, who is a singer. I can't think of another drummer that was really a lead singer of a band.
Levon Helm with the band.
Levon Helm, right?
Right. Well, you had Aris with Steven Tyler, originally was a drummer.
But he wasn't the drummer.
Right, for the band,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So we can think of 3 bands that the drummer sang.
You know, the triangle got triangle
so
player.
I think the drummer.
That's tough.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Do you think he really wanted to know that or just wanted the tickets?
Number two.
I don't know, but I don't want any drummers keying my car when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Somebody blew that one.
Someone beat my car up to a beat.
I mean, there are drummers.
Be a drumstick
like,
on the windshield.
Warning.
You think about it, a drummer like Keith Moon, he was really the rock and roll experience of that band, wild and crazy one. And a great drummer. No one's been able to reproduce his fills in concert.
Yeah.
But people still go to see The Who.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if Roger Daltrey was gone, it wouldn't be the same.
It's more like the two.
Yeah, so there's always two in every band. Like, every super group, there's Page and Plant, although there was Bonham.
Right.
You know. No slouch. No slouch.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It's usually the lead singer and the lead guitarist that are the leaders of the band.
Right.
I find.
Mike in Waterbury.
Good morning, guys. How's everything going?
Good, thanks.
Good. My question for Jimmy is, Jimmy, how would you feel of a double bill of two New York rockers of Joan Jett and Ace Frehley?
Well, I think it's a nice package. I don't know how many people will come see the show.
Well, I am from Waterbury, and we do have a great Palace Theater, and that would be a great venue for them to...
And I love the Palace Theater.
That would, yeah. If you need help, I know you have a hard time getting in there. I do have a connection that we can maybe make that happen.
I don't have a hard time getting in there.
Let me tell you something. If somebody says Jimmy Coplick's on line one, the building stops.
Seriously. The coffee comes out of a guy's nose.
Yeah, they're like, pick it up! It's Jimmy!
No, I don't have it. I actually did a benefit for them last year.
Nice.
I did a benefit.
Oh, okay. No, I know because you talk about that sometimes. You had a hard time getting in there or putting shows on there because the kind of management has changed over the years.
The management is great there. The reason we don't go there is because we're at Oakdale, and that's the only reason why. We have our own theater.
Right.
But it's a great theater. Okay, people should go there.
Thank you, Mike. You get your tickets. You can go now.
Right. Stop talking, Mike. He's trying to wheel and deal.
And there is no... I understand. Thank you for trying to be the peacemaker. There's no peace to be made.
Yeah, so everything's good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I mean, Jimmy, we should post sometime a list of all the bands you brought there. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Pink Floyd.
Icons.
Queen.
Yeah.
I could put that together for you.
My God.
Nice.
We could do a whole show on that. Truth. We should do a show on that.
Why not?
I'll get the list together.
Kevin in West Haven.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy?
What?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, the other day, me and my brother and my nephew went to see Fall in Reverse, Slaughter to Prevail, and Hollywood Undead.
Trying to read
Hollywood
the subtitles.
Undead was the opening act.
Yeah. And, mouthpiece, please.
What do you think of Slaughter to Prevail? It seems like a lot of screaming.
I wasn't at the show. I was down in Bridgeport that night at a show, so I did not see the show.
Sorry. Hollywood Undead, what do you think of them? I think they're great, man. That's the first time I ever hearing them, and I had a good time. My 10-year-old nephew introduced me to them.
Nice. I think they're going to be a headliner someday.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Nice talking to you, Jimmy.
Kevin, thank you for your call, and you got tickets. Andre in Derby.
Jimmy, thanks for all the shows, as always. This is going to have to do with Mohegan Sun. Chances for Maiden or Ghost?
As far as Iron Maiden, I hope they tour next year, and I hope to get dates, and I ask them all the time. I would say listen to Chaz on Monday, and they'll tell you all about Ghost. Chaz,
nice. Awesome. That's going to be a sellout.
Did you say Monday? Oh, man. I can't wait.
Wow.
They're immediate my sellout.
I agree.
And hopefully they won't make people remove their makeup when they go on, because that's part of the whole crowd kind of thing.
Who does that? I never heard of that.
Certain venues have been banning makeup or masks.
They did it for Kiss 1 year. Mohegan made people remove makeup for Kiss, which is weird, but I don't know.
And I've heard in other states.
Yeah, but you're 52 years old.
I'll speak to them. That's crazy. I don't understand that.
They did it a couple years ago.
Did they make the women take their makeup off?
No, ooh, some should.
Good question.
On, but,
hey,
yeah.
What's fair is fair. You know,
that's true.
No, I agree.
All right, Andre. Awesome. Thank you.
Listen on Monday. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'll be listening on Monday too. Wow. I can't wait to hear this. What time are we doing this, Jimmy?
I'm gonna listen as well.
Oh, it's normal 10 a.m. So I guess maybe at 5 to 10 we might hear something.
Okay.
Wow. Oh man.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to call at 9:50.
You always do that to me, don't you? Get me a little more trouble. I love when you do that to me.
Gary in Wallingford.
Hey, good morning. I like the business side of things. Jimmy, when you book a historically messy band like Kiss during the encore, you can't even see the stage with all the crap flying around, or Phil mentioned Gore if they ever came in, or the Wiggles, everything gets sticky. Wiggles. You factor in a cleanup charge?
Oh, absolutely.
Over what you'd normally?
Oh, yeah.
That's already in there, huh?
No, yeah. We build it into, exactly. With Gore, we do it all the time. It's really messy.
So you see it coming then?
We're prepared for it. It's in the rider, and we get the vacuums, we get the cleaners, we have everything ready, because if we have the show the next day, it's really a mess.
It must take hours.
It takes many hours, and sometimes we don't get it all, and sometimes the confetti will come down the next night on a different show.
In an inappropriate moment.
Right, during a symphony.
Are they doing it?
Yes.
Confetti during the funeral song?
Good heavens.
Yeah. Thank you.
The Wiggles get sticky.
Yeah, I had this bright idea.
Same thing.
I don't want the Wiggles sticky.
Yeah, what?
I had this bright idea at the toy drive when we did it at the Oakdale. Like, hey, when we announce the number, let's blow confetti.
Yeah.
Let's bring confetti cannons.
Yep.
Oops.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Bozzy.
Yep.
We have three callers that we did not get to, Jimmy. Can we still put them in?
Please do.
Nice. Thank you.
Look at you people.
Jimmy, thank you so much. By the way, if you missed anything, and there's a lot in this show, it'll be the pod pick today. Alice Cooper's coming up next. That'll be part of the pod pick. And then Jimmy's on the show Monday with a ghost announcement. Thank you, Jimmy Koplik.
You got it, guys.
On the phone, Alice Cooper coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport this Tuesday with Judas Priest. Hello.
This must be Chaz.
It's yes, it's Chaz with a Z, sir.
Chaz.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm AJ, short for Bob.
Okay. People always say to me, they go, okay, what's your real name? And I tell them, Debbie.
Nice.
Thanks for coming on. We're looking forward to the show on Tuesday. And you have history in Connecticut.
Yeah, we used to live in Greenwich. The band did in the early 70s. The house didn't have an address. It had a name. That's when you know you're in the wrong neighborhood. We couldn't have been bigger fish out of water as we were in Greenwich, Connecticut. You know, our hair's down to our waist, and here we are going into grocery stores there. And I mean, we were truly the Addams family.
They could use that, though.
Yeah, they need a little Addams family in their lives.
They
over
seriously
there.
Do, yeah.
Yeah. Well, our next door neighbor was Betty Davis.
Oh,
holy crap.
And Betty Davis used to come over to the house, and she'd scream at us, and she'd say, turn that damn music up.
Nice.
Cool.
Do what she says. She has those eyes.
You ended up in a movie with Mae West.
You know, I was in a lot of movies, but
yeah,
three of the movies I was in were in the top 20 turkeys of all time. Sextet, Monster Dog, and Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, the Sergeant Pepper one, I thought that was going to be huge. On paper, it looks great. What do you think happened with that?
Well, first of all, you can't do Sergeant Pepper without the Beatles.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe the biggest strikeout right there. They had a great cast. Steve Martin and Aerosmith and Alice Cooper.
The
and
Bee Gees.
All these, the Bee Gees.
Peter Frampton.
Really nice guys. Yeah, Frampton. It's just that Frampton, you know, was the lead, and he was going to be the hero. And it got time for him to, you know, to do dialogue, and he's like, don't worry, darling, I'll save you.
Acting chops.
Here, Peter, play the guitar.
And the next thing we knew, it was George Burns doing narration to the whole movie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that how that happened?
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Well, he played God, so.
But it was great. I got to beat up the Bee Gees.
Nice.
And the only reason I took that part was because I got to work with George Martin, the Beatles producer.
That's nice. Cool.
And that was really cool, yeah.
You know, you mentioned Sextet. There's a scene in that movie where you're playing the piano. Do you know how to play the piano?
Not in the least.
Gotcha. Well, you look good.
Okay, you should...
I can fake it, though. But can I tell you the greatest Keith Moon story of all time?
Oh, please.
Because, I mean, there's 10,000 of them. And Keith was one of my best friends. But at the end of that scene, Mae West kind of comes over and she goes, why don't you come back to my trailer? You know, so she comes on to me. I'm telling this story. You know, everybody in the movie was Ringo, one of the guys that played James Bond. and others.
Timothy
and
Dalton.
Timothy Dalton, yeah. Right. And they all have the same story. They all said, she came on to me, too.
Wow.
And, you know, the other guy goes, she came on to, it got around to Keith Moon. And he kind of just kind of looked up, started whistling, and and we went, are you kidding me? And he goes, well, how many chances do you get to see? You know.
Alice Cooper coming to the Amp on Tuesday with Judas Priest.
But I'll tell you what, still, my wife, she was the one that danced with Steve Martin on Maxwell Silverhammer. She was the one that also danced with Aerosmith, you know, in their scene. We're still married 50 years, you know.
That's yeah. Okay. Congratulations on that, man. What a life. You know, as I was digging in because I knew we were going to talk, I'm like, yeah. How is there not a documentary on this guy?
Seriously.
He's like total rock star, yeah. Knows everyone. He's been in everything. The connection to Groucho Marx and to Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a documentary? Will there be one?
Yes, there will be.
Awesome.
Great.
In fact, if they did a movie, they said, who should play you? And I said, well, if Johnny Depp were just better looking,
there you go. Like, there's another rabbit hole. You, Johnny Depp, and Joe Perry, and the Hollywood
right.
Vampires.
That band is so much fun to be in.
Yeah.
We wanted just to be a bar band. Our first show was the Roxy with 300 people, and it was great. The next show was Rock and Rio, 300,000 people.
Wow. It's a big bar.
And it went from there. We ended up headlining every festival in Europe, and it actually got too big too quick.
All
you know?
Of you guys are used to that, being in front of big audiences, but not Johnny Depp. How did he handle that?
Oh, that was so funny. I mean, you know, we had Duff McKagan playing bass, you know, Joe Perry, Alice Cooper. I turned around and Johnny was sort of a gray, white, green kind of color.
I'm about to puke.
And I said, what is the difference between playing for 100 people or 100,000? It's the same show. It's the same everything. You know, I said, why don't you just, you're in a movie and you're playing a really cocky guitar player in a rock band. He got on stage and he just ate it up.
Oh, what a great thing to say.
Nice.
Yeah, he just tore it up.
Because that's his wheelhouse. Yeah,
yeah, direction. Yeah.
He's a great guitarist.
Yeah, he is.
He's a very good guitar player. He was playing with Jeff Beck when Jeff Beck passed away.
Alice Cooper is on playing the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport this Tuesday with Judas Priest.
Nice.
We're linked up online at WPLR.com. The tour just started. I don't want to give away the set list, but I saw there's some surprises on there.
You know, we have 30 albums to go to. For this show, it's called Alice's Attic, and it takes place in the attic. And so I figured anything could be up there. And it really, it's fun for us to be able to get to do those songs.
I saw you like 8 years ago on a classic rock cruise. Man, I was just blown away. Band was great. You were awesome. But you're not very chatty.
You're never going to hear Alice say, so how's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah,
right.
You know, I want Alice to be the audience to perceive Alice as non-human. You know, I don't want him to be human. And so he would never talk to the audience.
Right.
Until the very end of the show. And at the end of the show, he kind of, you know, he kind of lets him in on who's playing, you know, and introduce the band. And
right. The mask kind of comes off a little bit.
Right. Speaking of the band, yeah, a good friend of mine's actually your guitar player, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy's great. Yeah, Tommy. And of course, you know, Hurricane Nita Strauss.
Right, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She's a force of nature himself. And then Roxy, you know, Ryan Roxy on guitar, Chuck Garrick on bass, and Glenn Sobel won Best Drummer in Rock. So the band is so tight that if anybody makes a mistake, believe me, they hear about it for a month.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of like a James Brown thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody just looks at him going, well, wait, was that the jazz version of that song? What?
Yeah.
Well, did you ever hear the Buddy Rich tapes when he...
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the great tapes.
Yeah.
That one and the Troggs. You heard the Troggs one, right?
No.
You know, first of all, they're British and... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were the new manager of the band. No,
sarcastic.
I'm just saying that if we do this beat a little bit different... Oh! Oh, yes, let's do that, because you're the drummer, right? You know, it goes on for a half an hour.
That's awesome.
Alice Cooper's on coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on Tuesday with Judas Priest, and there are a few tickets available. We get fresh Alice, by the way, because the tour just started.
Last night was the first night. Very first night was last night in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Wow.
And it was great. The audience absolutely went crazy. It was great.
Can you tell us the story of the chicken mishap?
I can tell you what I remember, okay?
Cool.
To really frame this, it's called the Toronto Peace Festival, okay?
Yeah.
That's going to play into the end of this.
Okay.
Okay? And we are on between John Lennon and Yoko and the Doors.
Okay, that's nuts.
At the end of the show, we open up these pillowcases of white feather pillows, hit the CO2 cartridges with them, and then strobe lights. So it's just like, it looks like some kind of chaotic blizzard on stage. And John is going crazy, loves it, and the Doors are laughing, and they're going, this is great. I look down, and there's a chicken. Somebody had thrown a white chicken on the stage.
Kind of an odd thing to bring to a concert.
Well, yeah, I've never been on a farm in my life, okay? I'm from Detroit, so it had feathers, it had wings, it should fly. So I picked it up and I chucked it into the audience, figuring it would fly away and somebody would catch it and they would take it home and say, oh, look, I named this chicken Alice. Well,
right.
Chickens don't fly as much as they plummet. This chicken just goes right into the audience. The audience tear it to pieces.
Oh my God.
And they throw it up on stage. The next day in the paper, it says, Alice Cooper kills chicken and eats in blood. And that. Frank Zappa calls me up and he goes, Alice, did you kill a chicken on stage last night?
Let me think.
And I went, no, I didn't. You know, and he goes, well, don't tell anybody. They love it. Now, here's the kicker to the story. The first five rows were all in wheelchairs. They're the ones that killed the chicken.
They killed the chicken.
Yeah.
They're frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah. The funny thing about that was it sort of launched Alice Cooper, only because I realized that the audience wanted a villain. They had nothing but rock heroes. And there was no Captain Hook. As long as you can just keep writing great songs, you can do that.
That's important. There needs to be the content.
Yep.
Right.
Before I let you go, you had the opportunity to meet Elvis when he was still Elvis.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm in Las Vegas, about 1971, and I get a call, Elvis wants to meet you. I went, are you kidding? This is, of course. And so I get there, get up to his hotel. He had the entire top floor of the Hilton in Vegas. He comes in, and now this is not fat Elvis. This is not drugged out Elvis. This is Elvis at his, you know, he was Elvis.
Yeah.
He walks in and he goes, hey, man, you're the cat with the snake, right? And I went, yeah. He said, you do all that makeup. And he said, I dig that, man. That's really cool.
That's so cool.
And I well, cool. And he goes, come on here. You're from Detroit, aren't you? And I went, yeah. He said, I want to show you something. So I go in the kitchen with him, just me and him. He opens the drawer and hands me a loaded Smith & Wesson 38.
Wow.
And he says, I'm going to show you how to take a gun out of somebody's hand.
Of course, why not?
So I'm standing there with a loaded 38 on Elvis. And just for a second, the little devil pops up on my shoulder and goes, shoot him. Greatest rock story of all time.
Oh, yeah, you shot Elvis.
By that time, the gun was out of my hand. I was on the floor. And, you know, he showed me how to take a gun out of somebody's hand.
Jesus.
But, I mean, he was really cool. I really dug the guy. He had no problem making fun of himself. You know, something wrong in my lip, man. I don't know what to do. Something wrong in my lip.
You can say that, though.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time with us. And we'll see you Tuesday at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport with Judas Priest. A few tickets left, and we're linked up at WPLR.com. Thank you, brother.
Well, cool. I'll see you backstage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.